Joining us now from Toronto, Ontario, is Pia Chattopadhyay. She is a reporter with the Canadian Broadcasting Company. Pia, what's the situation there right now? I understand you've been out in the streets of Toronto.
Very similar to what we've just heard about New York. I guess people in Canada are approaching this in the penultimate Canadian way, being very calm. In fact, it's quite interesting. People are out there making new friends with the guy they're stuck next to in traffic, waiting on the street corners, making new friends. Things have calmed down, I guess, in terms of gridlock during the past 3.5 hours. Things are thinning out quite a bit now that we're past our rush hour, but like New York, our subway system is down. We see our streetcars basically beached in the middle of the road, and those people instead are directing traffic. But I would say that everyone here is taking it in stride.
What's the situation at the airports?
The airports right now are essentially, the airport's open, but there are no flights across Canada leaving from Toronto or Ottawa or Montreal. Toronto is the hub, of course, of our air traffic, so every airport across this country is being affected. As well, there are no trans-border flights going on between Canada and the United States, and right now our major carrier, Air Canada, is reassessing whether or not to have international flights. So, and our airline has been in the press a lot lately about its beleaguered way of carrying out business as it fights bankruptcy, and so this is not good news for them and how things are being carried out.
What happened when the lights first went out? Where were you?
I was actually in the office. I was about to leave. I've been at work since very, very early this morning, and you know, the lights went out and everyone kind of took a look, glance around the room, and then it lasted about 4 seconds and someone said, oh, that's lasted longer than it's ever lasted before. So us reporters quickly hit the streets and, you know, people, of course, didn't have power in their homes and we're in the downtown core, so people would stop their cars, you know, pop open all the doors and everyone would be gathered around listening to the radio. But there are also big lineups everywhere you look at payphones because our cell phones are not working anymore, at hot dog stands because most restaurants are shut, but it's hot here today, so lots of pubs are staying open so people can have a cold beer on that patio.
And just very quickly, is the electricity come back on in any of the areas surrounding Toronto?
Not close to Toronto, but in other parts of the province of Ontario, it has started coming back up. What we're being told is that Toronto may be back up in a few hours, but no guarantees. We're going to get an update in about 15 minutes' time from our electricity operator here.
Pia, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Pia Chattopadhyay is a reporter with the Canadian Broadcasting Company, and she spoke to us from Toronto.